Welcome to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation NYC. We are here for you to know God, grow together, discover purpose, and make a difference in New York City and beyond. Please check out our Facebook and Instagram at Every Nation NYC and enjoy the message.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our Every Nation online service. I'm Shino, one of the pastors here at the church. Thank you for joining us today. You know, we're going to continue in our sermon series called Enthroned. Pastor Nathan kicked off talking about Jonah and the importance to understand that you can be a rebellious prophet or you can be a rebellious king, but God is still going to take control. He's still going to be on the throne. He's still looking down. And you think about what Favor preached a couple weeks ago. She ministered to us on the bigness of God out of Isaiah 40, knowing that he is the God that spoke the world into existence. He's the God that calls the stars out by name, not one missing by the power of his might. And whatever God says, he does. And also, we heard from Pastor Ron preaching on the election and how some of the things in the world may not seem like God's in control, but he is. And one day we'll find out exactly what it all means and what it's all being said and done. And then we have last week, we had our own Pastor Bruce. Every time I mention his name, it just hurt on the heart. You know, him stepping away and him and Terry going to be sent out here to go to Taiwan to do some great things there in Asia. But today I'm going to close out our sermon series on Enthroned. And if you're just joining us in this series, those four pastors that preached before me, they were mighty and powerful. But what I want to talk about today is not only the bigness of God, but also the intimacy of God. See, God is a God of details. God is a God, not only is the king of the universe, Lord of the universe, but he's also a God that is intimate and close, and he always has a plan. And so when you think about the scripture verse in Isaiah 46:10, it says this, I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times. What is still to come, I say, my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. The one thing about God, and if you hear me say this today, is not only is he the God of the beginning or the God of the end, but he's also the God of the in-between. So let me pray for us. I'm going to dive right into this word. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that you would anoint this word, that you would strengthen those behind the screen today. God, you'd meet them where they need to be met. In Jesus' name, amen. Also, if you want to just get ready, you can go to Genesis 41. We'll be in verses 39 through 43. But once again, we're talking about the bigness of God. And sometimes when you're thinking about the bigness of God, that, you know, he parted the sea, he raises people from the dead, he does extraordinary things, but he also does it through people. He does it through people. And the one thing we also got to realize is that God has a plan. He has a plan. He's not up there playing some video game where, you know, he's up there, you know, moving people around and, hey, you know, watch out for this and watch out for this. Hey, I'm going to send this to him and watch the people scatter and be scared. No, God has a genuine, authentic plan. And his plan is to redeem us back to him because he cares so deeply about his creation. And you think about it here in Habakkuk 1:5, it says, the Lord replied, look around at the nations. Look and be amazed, for I am doing something in your own day, something you wouldn't believe even if someone told you about it. You wouldn't believe it. You know, one of the things that God does is he never tells us the in-between. He never tells us the whole story. He may tell you the start and he may tell you the end, but he's never going to tell you all the in-between because of this. We wouldn't believe it. We wouldn't believe that God could use someone like you or use someone like me. Maybe somebody coming from a broken home today. Maybe somebody coming from a orphaned or somebody coming from a disadvantage. But you know what? God loves to use people who are broken. He loves to use people that may be going through difficult circumstances and difficult situations. And so what I want to talk to you today and minister you from is from the book of Genesis. And I want to tell you about a man by the name of Joseph. We're very familiar with this man. It's a powerful story. You know, Joseph being Jacob's son, born to Rachel, you know, his brothers didn't like him. Some craziness took place just because he had a dream. And I want you to be careful out there during this time, because some of y'all are still dreaming, which we need to keep doing during this pandemic. But be careful who you tell that dream, because not everybody wants to see you succeed and make it. And so I'll start here in Genesis 41 and start in verse 39. It says this, then Pharaoh said to Joseph, so I'm going to go to the end and work our way back to the beginning. And then Pharaoh said to Joseph, since God has shown you all this, there's none discerning as wise as you are. You shall be over my house, and all my people shall order themselves as you command. Only as regards the throne will I be greater than you. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, see, I have set you over all the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh took his signet ring from his hand and put it in Joseph's hand and clothed him in his garments of fine linen and put on a gold chain about his neck. And he made him ride in second chariot. And then he called out before him, bow the knee, thus set him over all the land of Egypt. You know, Joseph's life didn't start that way. It didn't go in that way. But Joseph's life started a way where he just had a dream. He had a dream. And you know what? God was going to use this man to do something great because God is sovereign. But along the way, there's going to be bumps. Along the way, there's going to be bruises. Maybe you're out there today, say, man, Pastor, I'm facing mountains. Some of you say, man, I got mountain ranges, man. It just keeps coming one thing after the other. I'm up and down and I'm up and down. But the thing about it is you have to realize is that God is sovereign and God is big and that God is in control. And so you remember Joseph's life. He had this dream and he shared it with his brothers and they were jealous. They didn't like him in the beginning and now they hated him even more because of this dream. And then he shared it with his father and his father rebuked him. But you know, he kept that dream dear to his heart. And you know, along the way, his brothers got so jealous that they said, you know what, I'm going to take this kid. And they basically wanted to choke him and throw him out. But they did something even worse than that. They sold him into slavery. And not only did he go into slavery, man, he ended up in Potiphar's house. So now he's working for somebody that he doesn't even know. And he's far from home. And you know, maybe sometimes right now you may feel like nobody cares or you may feel far from home. You may feel alone right now. But you know what? In the midst of all this, God has a plan. He has a plan. And he's sovereign. He's in control. Remember, he started by giving him a dream. And the God that started something is the God that will finish something, not only in Joseph's life, but in your life as well. And I can only imagine, which is my first point, is this, is the why. Why is all this happening? Why is all this happening? And you know, you think about it. Why did my brothers hate me? Why did the situation go the way it did? Why did I end up being sold into slavery? But the Bible says this in Isaiah 55:8-11. It says this, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. You know, when you're in the position like that of the why, it's okay to ask God a question, but it may be a little difficult to question God. See, God knows what he's doing. And you know, this why comes out a lot. Like, why am I dealing with this? Why am I dealing with this? Why did my husband or my spouse leave me? You know, why are my children acting a certain way, sitting in front of a TV screen 24/7 as they're doing classwork? Why? All these whys are happening. And we're beginning to question God. We begin to question him. But you got to realize God is sovereign and that God is in control. You know, it's okay to ask God a question, but it's not good to question God. You know, I think about it in Potiphar's house. You know, I have to stop and pull back and have to begin to realize, man, maybe God is up to something here. You know, what is God doing in this season? You know, while Joseph was in Potiphar's house, you know, the one thing that God was getting ready to test him in was his morality. Because all of a sudden, here comes Potiphar's wife. And she began to go after him and began to test him. But you remember what he said back to her. He said, how can I sin in front of my God? Joseph was a man of God. He was a man of integrity and a man of character. And as we're going through certain things right now, things that would try to lure us away, pull us away, there's a dark undertow in society right now that's trying to pull you away from the things of God. And we have to hunker down. We got to anchor in to God and say, you know what, Lord, no matter what, I'm going to follow you. No matter what, I'm going to serve you. Even if nobody's looking, I'm going to take care of business in private so you can be glorified in the public. And so I think about James 1:2-4 says, count it all joy, my brothers, when you fall into various trials and temptations, knowing that the testing of your faith produces something. And that's the key, is what is God producing during this time in you and I as we're going through this difficult moment? What is God producing during this pandemic of COVID? What is God producing during this time with the political tensions? What is God producing right now as the economy is up and down? What is God producing when you look around and you're saying, oh no, it's another round coming? What is God producing? It says this, that he's producing some things down in our souls. He's producing patience. He's producing faith. And it says this, also endurance, so that we can be complete, lacking nothing. You know, when Joseph's down there and he's being tempted, you know, it's amazing that if he stays the course, and I'm telling you today, stay the course. Keep fighting the good fight of faith. Don't turn to the left or to the right. Don't look back, but just keep moving forward with God. God has a plan and he's sovereign and he wants to see you through whatever it is you're facing. You know, the Bible says this in Psalms 105:19, until the time came to fulfill his dreams, the Lord tested Joseph's character. And while in Potiphar's house, his character was being tested. While you're in your home, while you're in your apartment, while you're in your job, your character is being tested. Are you and I who we say we are? Are we the people of God who we say we will be when trials and tribulations come our way? You know, Joseph's being tested. You know what? There's a lot of people out there that don't want to see you make it, don't want to see us make it. You know what? Because there's times where people would rather see you do bad instead of do good. But God is right there with you when you choose to do right, when you choose to live holy, when you choose to live pure. You know, so many people are looking for a way of escape right now. They're running to this and they're running to that to fill the void. But I'm here to tell you, do just like Joseph did and run to God. Give it to God. You know what? I'd rather fall and serve the Lord. I'd rather serve the Lord than to fall into a trap of the enemy. Until the time came, it said that God tested Joseph's character. Maybe right now you may feel like you're being tested. Maybe you may feel like, man, there's some things going on in your life that may be difficult and hard. But you know what? God never wastes pain. He never wastes pain. And you may be feeling pain right now, but there's something that he's producing in you. There's something he's producing in you. I'll go to my second point is this, the when. When will this end? When will this be over? You know, Joseph went from being there in Potiphar's house to now being thrown into a pit. Not only just a pit, but into a dungeon, into prison. This man did nothing wrong, but he's down in a prison. And it says between the time that he came to Potiphar's house and the time he got out of there was about 11 years. Think about that, 11-year span, 2 years in prison, 2 years. But while he's down there, God's at work. God is doing something. And sometimes what we got to realize is what the enemy intends for evil, God will turn for good. What we got to realize is that, you know, when things begin to look dark and things begin to look bleak, we got to do like God commands us to do. Is that and just hold on and trust him. You know, how long? You know, what was God after with Joseph being down there in the pit? What he was after when he was in prison was this. He was after patience. Because we're in a society right now, man, where we want to just things to get done. But God is dealing with some patience right now. How many of you have to be patient with your husband or with your wife? How many of you have to be patient with your children? You got to be patient with your coworkers. God is doing something down inside of us right now. He's dealing with patience. The scripture says this in Psalms 13:1. How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long, Lord, is COVID going to last? How long, Lord, is this going to take for somebody to come up and lead this nation? How long, Lord, is the economy going to be up and down and not stable again? How long, Lord, is the social injustice going to continue to happen when we see the things going in society? How long, Lord, when are you going to make things right? But also what I know in those low moments, in those dark moments, that God is teaching us something else. Not only is he teaching us patience, but he's teaching us to know him. And the question I have for you today is, do you know him? Not of him, but do you know him? Do you know him not just for what he can do for you, but do you know him as your Lord, as your Savior, as your Master, and as your everything? Do you know him? The Bible says this in John 17:3. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. You know, when I'm at my lowest moment, and I've been there, there's moments where I feel God so close. The Bible says that when I draw near to him, he'll draw near to me. And there's nothing like drawing near the Lord during this season. And you could you imagine being Joseph, having to be faithful to go over there? Because the warden once again turned everything over to him. God's favor's on his life. And he went and he shut the door and he came back. You know what? There's favor on your life, even in the valley. I'm hearing stories in our church where people are getting blessed and getting upgrades in apartment complexes. Now they're able to move into bigger spaces, man, because they've been faithful in the valley. I'm hearing of people leaving one side of town and ended up out in the country living in a dream home. Why? Because they've been faithful in the little, and God is now trusting them with much while they were in the valley. And there's something about being in the valley. There's something, there's fruit in the valley. There's things that take place in the valley. Yes, God's dealing with your patience, but he's also helping you and I to know him. And there's no sweeter feeling than to know our Lord and Savior. There's no sweeter feeling to know that no matter what, God loves me, God cares about me, God is for me, and eventually, things will turn. Things will turn. And now, which leads me to this, my number three point is this. My third point is this. What is going on? Because now all of a sudden it said, in an instant, suddenly he's standing before Pharaoh. And there's something significant about this. As he's standing before Pharaoh, it was a suddenly moment. And the question I have for you today is that when it's time for you to stand before that thing you've been praying for during this pandemic, that thing you've been crying out for during this pandemic, will you be ready? Will you be ready when the phone rings? Will you be ready when the email comes in? Will you be ready when they call your name and say, it's time? Will you be ready? You know what? Joseph was ready. And the reason he was ready is because he was taking care of business. He was honing his skills while he was down there in the pit, learning how to not just understanding to interpret dreams. And he helped with the cupbearer, and he helped with the chief baker, and he did all these things. Now he's standing before Pharaoh. And he's gone from the pit to the palace. What is going on? How is it that things can turn so quickly? You know, the Bible says this in Proverbs 16:9, a man's heart plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. I'm here to tell you, allow the Lord to continue to direct your steps, and you too will go from the pit to the palace during the pandemic. You too will be standing in a place of power, a place of authority, a place where you can be the man or woman of God that you've been called to be in this pandemic season, because God is raising men and women up in this time. He's calling people up and out to do great things. So while you're there in the valley, while you're there going through the dark moment, when the moment comes and you go from the pit to the palace and you're standing before that thing that you've been believing God for, you have to be ready. You have to be ready. And he was ready. He was ready, ready to do what God had called him to do. You know, I could only imagine him standing before Pharaoh, standing right there in front of his destiny. That dream is about to become a reality. So all get ready to come together. And he takes that gift that he honed while he was down in prison, and he begins to interpret that dream of Pharaoh. And Pharaoh looks at him, what we just read earlier in the very beginning. And because he was able to interpret that dream and give wise counsel that nobody in the land could give Pharaoh at the time, man, he put that signet ring on him and said, you know what? It's time for you to be second in command and lead this nation. But you know what? The beauty of it is that while we're going through those dark moments, while we're going through things, when you take a step back and you begin to realize the sovereignty of God, you begin to realize, man, why I had to go through what I had through. Why I had to cry the way I had to cry. Why I lost that job. Why I lost that person. Why this situation happened. You begin to look back and you see the sovereignty of God. And this ends with my last point, is that wow moment. The wow moment. Wow, I can't believe this happened. Romans 8:28 says this, that all things work together for good for those that love God and are called according to his purposes. Remember earlier in this sermon series, if anything you've heard us say, God is sovereign and God has a plan and his purposes will prevail. And he's looking for men and women he can use to fulfill his purposes in the earth. And here Joseph is, second in command, riding around in amazement. And all of a sudden, and I want you to get this, when you reach the mountaintop, when you get the thing that you've been wanting, it ain't over yet. Because now God wants to see, can you handle the blessing? Can you handle it? And we know the story, his brothers show up. And when we come out of this pandemic and we're on the other side, we can't forget the Lord our God. And all of a sudden, his brothers show up and it breaks them. It breaks them. Why does it break them? Because now there's the flashback of all the stuff that he had to go through to get to where he is. He didn't see his mother get buried. He got snatched and taken away from his family. He's been sold into slavery. He was put in the pit. He was put in the prison. He was lied upon. All these things were taking place. These emotions running wild in his soul, down in his mind. And you know, many of you out there have gone through some stuff during this pandemic season. Stuff that almost broke you. But the beauty of the miracle is you're still here. And long as you have faith in your heart and breath in your lungs, God can use you and me to do some extraordinary things in 2021. And here it is, Joseph standing in front of a situation that was dicey. You know, through this pandemic, there's been some dicey situations, even with our social injustice. But the one thing that social injustice has taught me is I got to forgive. And Joseph had to forgive. Why? Because Joseph knew it ain't about him. And this is my closing verse, Genesis 15, 20. You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. The saving of many lives. And so what you're going through right now and what you're facing, it's not about you and it's not about me. It's about those around us and those that are coming to save many lives. You know, Joseph's life was bigger than just that moment as well. Not only did he save his brothers and those in Egypt, but also he did something with the years to come. What you're doing now by praying, what you're doing now by giving up, what you're doing now by reaching others, what you're doing during this pandemic is setting something up for greater things to come down the road. You know, 400 years later, it said this, that Joseph built up Egypt to a mighty power of wealth. And you know, when the children of Israel were delivered out of Egypt by the right hand of God, they took all the plunders and all the spoils of Egypt and they went into the wilderness and they built a tabernacle and they began to worship the Lord their God. See, what you do now during this season is preparing you for a great future. And as you build for your future, don't forget to bring others along with you to enjoy the ride. It's been a great sermon series. It's been a great time. Remember, God is sovereign. God is in control. He never sleeps nor slumbers, and he's always with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. And I want to challenge you, as 2021 approaches, we just a couple weeks out, couple months out, I want to challenge you in this. Sell out to Jesus. Sell out to God. Throw your hands up and say, Lord, use me. No matter what I've gone through, no matter what I've faced, I'm choosing to embrace the promises of God because I know that you are sovereign, that you are mighty, and that you're in control, not just of the world, but also of my life. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your grace and your love. I thank you that you care deeply about your creation. You're not a deadbeat dad. You're a father who cares about his children. And Lord, people out there right now may feel isolated, may feel alone. They may feel like, man, when is this going to end? But I can't wait until they have that wow moment where they realize everything that I've gone through was for a reason. And that you're preparing them for something great heading into 2021. So God, bless them. May your face shine upon them. And may they always know that you're for them and not against them. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining us. You can dive deeper into our sermon series by during the week meditating on some of these questions that we have for you. And so the first question I have is, do you think it's okay to question God? Why or why not? Second question, this pandemic has shown us that COVID isn't going away tomorrow, and the same can be said about facing challenges in life. They're not suddenly going to go away. What are some things in your daily routine that help you keep moving forward? And my third question is this, what is the longest trial you've experienced and what did you learn from it? Thank you for joining us today. Be blessed and have a great, great rest of the week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation NYC. If you enjoyed our message, please rate and review us on iTunes. It helps others hear the message of Jesus, and we really appreciate it. If you have yet to spend time with us in person, we would love to welcome you to one of our services. Visit everynationnyc.org to find all the info you need to attend a service. We will see you there.